Are you playing the market, or is the market playing you?
You done taken a wrong turn.
The Money Life Market Call helps you answer the question by discussing what's working in the investment world right now.
It's working. It's working. It's working.
It's real guidance about real investments from real experts.
I play at expert level.
You might find that next great investment you were looking for, or hear that it's time to sell something you expected to hold on to.
Let it go.
You'll learn how investment pros make decisions and what they see for the future.
See your future. Be your future.
You may be excited one moment and angry or frustrated the next.
Mr. McGee, don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
But that's just life in the market, as Chuck Jaffe talks stocks, mutual funds, and more.
I can live with that.
In the Daily Money Life Market Call.
That's right. It's Money Life Market Call time. And today we are joined by Ed McElveen. He is Research Director at Francis Investment Council. And that is a role that makes him a little bit different than a lot of our guests. You have a lot of guys who, you know, hey, they're chief investment officer or what have you. But Francis Investment Council doesn't just run money. They put together and build plans for others, which means that when we're talking mutual funds and ETFs, which we are, he's not just somebody who, hey, I got to find the right plans and what I want to buy and sell. He's also evaluating managers that his reputation counts on picking good managers. And I think that's important because your portfolio counts on picking good managers and finding the right funds. If you want more information on Francis Investment Council, it's francisinvco.com. On Twitter, it's just francisinv. Ed McElveen, welcome back to Money Life.
Thank you very much, Chuck. Great to be here.
We always start by talking process. And like I said, in your role, your process is a little bit different. You're not just looking for those money managers that, hey, this is where I want to be, but it's also let's find the ones that are going to represent us well as we build people's plans. How do you do it?
Well, what I want to focus on today is take a look at an area that's been a little bit of a laggard relative to the rest of the market, and that is the wonderful world of small cap growth stocks. And in this particular component of a portfolio, we want to apply our process like we do in other areas when we're picking a manager. And I'll boil it down to you in three succinct points. It's going to be discover, research, and invest. And in the discovery phase, what we're doing is we're combing through a database of about 30,000 investment managers. We're looking at a market period of about 7 years, and we're going to whittle it down based on performance on an absolute basis relative to a benchmark, and then also risk-adjusted returns. It's very important to us to observe a manager in different time frames versus what many may do, and that is just look at where we're at today. Take a snapshot back 10 years and determine who's the best manager and where should we place our money. To the contrary, we're interested in that long-term time horizon, but we're going to go ahead and we're going to split up those time periods between bull markets and bear markets because we want to see how managers perform at these different, not extremes, but just different kinds of market cycles. And once we've gone through that process, we're able to, and this is all quantitative, and it takes about maybe 10 to 15 minutes to use the world of sophisticated computers to get down to a focus list. But after that, we've got to go to the research process. And in that research process, this is the qualitative work, and we truly believe there's no substitute for doing the work. When we're in this part of the process, we're on the phone with investment managers, we're getting on airplanes, we're visiting shops to take a look and see how well do people know their portfolios and would we trust them and would our participants in their 401k plans be willing to put their trust in managing their long-term money assets. So this process engages us and engages the money manager through questionnaires, lots of dialogue, and one of our favorite things to do is to sit down with an investment manager and look them straight in the eye and ask them questions about the stocks and the investments that they hold. We will, prior to those meetings, take a look at annual reports, investor presentations. We'll even conduct our own discounted cash flow valuation models, relative valuation models, and we'll present them to the investment manager and ask them, where do you differ from what we think about this particular stock? Why is this stock a good investment? And does it make sense for them to be investing in that stock in the context of their overall philosophy and process? If we have any doubts about that, then the track record, however good it may be, it just may not be repeatable, the strategies that were used in the past looking forward. So that's where the heart of the work comes down to. And then when it comes to the actual investment decision, you want to find these managers that have done well over longer periods of time, that have demonstrated good upside versus the benchmarks, but also give a little bit less volatility. And this gets at the heart of the Sharpe ratio and looking at risk-adjusted returns. So when it comes to the investment decision, we're going to be looking at about usually 3 to 4 investments in a particular category. And I've chosen small cap growth because this is an area that has lagged and some places really been hit pretty hard. Now, we've been talking about investment managers so far, mm-hmm. but just to give you a quick insight into our macroeconomic view, we believe that the back half of 2014 is going to see some pickup in GDP growth, not only domestically, but internationally. Here's why. If you look at the M2 calculation, this is effectively a good measure of money supply. The year-over-year growth of that has started to change positively on the inflection point, whereas it was growing at about 5% per year. We're actually looking at a year-over-year change of approaching near 7%. So even as the Fed is winding down its quantitative easing, all of a sudden you see banks that are more willing to lend and the money supply is getting larger. That is traditionally favorable for economic growth. And if we're starting to see some reacceleration coming off of some very dismal revisions in Q1 GDP, this is going to typically be an area where small cap stocks will be able to outperform well versus the large cap stocks that have performed so well so far year to date.
Okay. So it is what should be an up market for small cap stocks, and it sounds like it should be an up market for small cap stocks around the world.
Yes, we would agree with that. And with the recent reduction in interest rates over in the European Central Bank and the continued activity that had been going on and is going on within the Japanese Central Bank, we think that worldwide you have this synchronized effect of global monetary policy that will be favorable to equity investments moving forward. I've got some small cap managers here that I thought I would pass by your way if you got a moment.
Okay, well, let's do that.
Okay, so one of my favorite ideas for 2014 is a group called Elk Creek. They are located in Denver. They were originally with a major bank that was located in that city, and they have performed exceptionally well. I recently got back from a due diligence trip meeting with the lead portfolio manager there, Cam Philpott, and another individual by the name of Lance Marks. And these individuals have a great command, they're great investors, and the track record is tremendous. There's a break in the track record because they had to take a time period to go ahead and set up from when they left the bank that they were at to where they're at today. But in the calendar years that are available, they've outperformed in the last 10 of 13. The way you can access this particular manager is through the Harbor Small Cap Growth Opportunities Fund, and the ticker symbol is HISOX.
Okay.
The next one I'm going to highlight for you is the Frontegra Timpani Small Cap Growth. Now, that's a pretty funky-sounding name. Here, again, it's a small cap team that, in this case, is based here locally in around the Milwaukee, Wisconsin area. And the ticker symbol here is FTSYX. It is a small cap growth product that has done very well over the last 6 years that the firm has been in place, but it's one of these undiscovered managers. They're looking for earnings revision, earnings surprise, a perception gap between what analysts say a stock should report for earnings versus what they think that the company is going to be able to do and manage for some outperformance. So young team, budding team, hungry to make it in this business, and that's one that we're currently promoting to our clients. And the last one I'll talk to you about is Geneva Small Cap Growth. And the way that this strategy can be accessed is through the ticker symbol. It's a nationwide, they sub-advise for a nationwide fund. The ticker symbol is NWHZX. And here it's a blend of three different things. You've got a top-down consideration. They do a very good macroeconomic analysis. Secondly, they lean on fundamental analysis and they understand their stocks. Remember what I mentioned when you sit across the table from an investment manager, do they understand what they own and why they own it? They definitely pass the test with flying colors. And there's a little bit of a technical overlay as well, using things like relative strength to determine when to buy and sell positions on the margin. So these three are the kinds of investment managers that filter through our process very well. Number one, they pass through the quantitative metrics. So even though right right now as we sit and look at the performance for small cap growth stocks in particular and these managers, things have tailed off in the last 6 to 8 months. Well, if you look at the last 7 years and even longer, these managers have demonstrated a consistent and repeatable process that investors can use to build a portfolio. So if investors have made a lot of money in their S&P 500 index funds, then why not go ahead and take a little bit off the table and start reallocating a little bit more to small cap growth? Again, good manager in a good space in anticipation of a reacceleration of economic growth, not only here in the U.S., but worldwide through the back half of 2014.
Now we're going to put you to the test of our audience because it's time to see if you think they should hold or fold some names that are important to them.
Wait, hold it.
You got to know when to hold up.
Or fold it.
Know when to fold up.
We've been talking funds and ETFs, really small cap funds mostly, with Ed McElveen, Research Director of Francis Investment Counsel. If you want more information on the process or the firm, it's Francis, INVCO, for Francis Investment Counsel.com. It's also at Francis INV on Twitter. And if you missed any of the funds he was talking about, well, the tickers, plus anything we talk about during Hold It or Fold It, they're all up at the recent and upcoming guest page for MoneyLifeShow.com. You'll find Ed's picture there. You'll find links to the firm. You'll also find the tickers that we were talking about. All right. You know how Hold It or Fold It works? Let's get right to it. Dave in Beaver Dams, New York, wants to know about T. Rowe Price Mid-Cap Growth. That's RPMGX. Does it get the small-cap effect, or would you rather be smaller than mid-cap?
Well, this is either you want to buy this fund or you want to hold this fund. Brian Burkheis, who's the lead portfolio manager, has been in place for 20 years. He's been able to get some of those small-cap stocks and throw them into this mix. The median market cap here drops down to about $8 to $9 billion. That's a little bit of a small-cap effect that has helped this fund over the years. But you look back at the last 20 years, 13% annualized return versus the benchmark of the Russell Mid-Cap Growth at 10%. 20-year history on the fund. Great firm with T. Rowe Price. This is a pretty strong buy in my book.
I'm in this for the long haul.
That was a buy on T. Rowe Price Mid-Cap Growth, RPMGX. Joe in Colorado Springs and Tom in Medway, Massachusetts, both want to know about Buffalo Small Cap. That's BUFSX.
Chuck, we're disappointed with this product because we have detected a strategy change where we believe that this fund has started to go off a little bit more than we're comfortable with. It comes down to its valuation adherence. In the past, when we had spoken to the portfolio managers, we'd really gotten a good sense that despite the fact that the fund was concentrated, they had a good eye on valuation. We're starting to see some stocks enter into this portfolio that have screamingly high valuations, and it really departs away from what we know to be the true knitting of this product. So we're recommending investors sell this offering and go to some of the small cap growth stock funds that we had talked about earlier.
Getting off its knitting.
Put that one on the psycho list.
Yep, that was a sell on Buffalo Small Cap, BUFSX. Gordon in Downey, California wants to know about the Wisdom Tree Emerging Markets Small Cap Dividend ETF, DGS.
At 63 basis points, this particular product, in my view, does not give investors enough for what it is charging. True, it's in international, true, it's in emerging markets, but there are actively managed products that play in the emerging market small cap space that offer investors quite a bit more, not only in the capital appreciation potential, but let's say you really wanted to have the focus because we have the word dividend here, so I'm assuming that Gordon is looking for income. Go ahead and add a little bit of emerging markets debt into the portfolio versus using this particular product. Better combination of income and capital appreciation if you go with the emerging markets debt and the active management side of international small cap for emerging markets.
Whoa, dumber than advertised.
And that's a sell on WisdomTree Emerging Markets Small Cap Dividend, DGS. John in Seattle wants to know about T. Rowe Price Africa Middle East. That's TRAMX.
About 3 years ago, this product got a nice upgrade with current manager Oliver Bell. Add to that what I mentioned earlier about the strong resources at T. Rowe Price, great analysts, very well trained, offering many ideas into this portfolio. The third thing that makes this product very appealing is that you've got a secular theme of Africa and Middle East rising in their middle class. This is a great fund to play it. It's done very well for the last 2.5 years. I say hold it, but go ahead and trim some profits and rotate a little bit of it into small cap growth stocks.
It's hold it if you got it. Don't buy more on the Tram X, T. Rowe Price, Africa, Middle East, again, taking some of your profits, not because the fund is bad, just looking to rotate out.
And now right. for the profit taking.
Another request from Gordon in Downey, California. This for PIMCO Emerging Local Bond Fund, Class D, that's PLBDX.
Now, the organizational changes have been front and center with the departure of Mohammed Al-Erian, and there's been a lot of sensational press and a lot of good fodder for the financial world to consume on this one. But if you look at the substance of what the PIMCO organization is about, and if you've done what we've done, that is we have gone to PIMCO's offices, we have sat down with portfolio managers, looked at how they process things, looked at the visualization of how they have deployed an enormous amount of human and technological capital, the models that they use, the resources that they have able to go around the globe. This is one of the preeminent organizations. There's a reason why PIMCO manages $2 trillion. It gives this particular offering a competitive advantage to be in this product. Gordon, you should go ahead and keep it and maybe even add a little bit to it.
Okay, so that was a buy. It's not so much a hold and do the profit taking. It was a soft buy on PIMCO Emerging Local Bond Fund, PLBDX for the D shares.
Bye, bye, bye.
And speaking of bye, 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 we have to say bye, bye, bye to Ed McElveen. He is Research Director at Francis Investment Council, francisinvco.com on Twitter, at francisinv. That's on Twitter. It's francisinvco.com on the web. Ed, thanks so much for joining me. I hope we get a chance to do this again soon.
Thank you very much, Chuck. Always a pleasure.
Hey, Ed just put a buy or a sell on something that somebody else said buy on recently. Want to know more? Stick around. We'll talk about that and more when Money Life continues right after this message.